She was born in Manchester, next to the River Medlock, which I rather like because the Medlock occurs as the wicked housekeeper in Secret Garden. And at an early age, she was taken to America. I think her brother had emigrated there and her father died. And she became an author out of perforce, any way to make money. They were very poor. It is said that she'd never had a book rejected or a story rejected from her first writing. And so right from the beginning, she was a hack, really. But a very successful one. And in the 1880s, she had a very high reputation in America. She was mentioned in the same breath as Henry James or Washington Irving as being the key authors of the day. And she wrote many serious novels, which now are rather in the Forsyte saga mould as the rather popular serious books about, there's one about Washington politics called Across Two Administrations. And so she had a big adult output for 30 or 40 years, and I think it must be a 40 or 50 novels, something like that. And her writing for children was a kind of secondary element, secondary thing. So when she came to write children's books, she had this great skill as a popular author, managing to pull together very, very immediate, visceral themes, so that you get little Lord Fauntleroy, the little boy converting the old, nasty old gentleman, and the American boy challenging the English establishment, or you get perhaps the quintessential one, which is The Little Princess, where you have the rich girl who has all her money taken away, and then Cinderella, like, is all restored at the end. So you have this wonderful wish fulfillment and self-abnegation and power and all these elements going on. So she used fairy tale elements very strongly. And when she gets to Secret Garden, she immediately turns them all on their head and does everything backwards. And that brings out, I think, is the power of the book, really. It's unlike Stevenson. Well, actually, like Stevenson. Stevenson did for the sea story and the island story something quite radical. And Burnett exactly did the same for the girl story in the same way, just something really radical with it.